The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, this is Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Better now that you got me all straightened out here.
That's what you need every once in a while. Slap upside
down. Apparently I do. Apparently I do.
Whoops, that was your bum. Sorry.
Whoa.
You can put your pants on now. Or not. Just leave them off. That's fine.
It's a good thing we're not doing the video show yet.
Not yet. But the studio is sold. So we're moving on.
We're moving on up.
Well, maybe not. We might be actually probably going to be moving down, I assume. I think we're going underground.
Ooh. The Big JD and Lippo man cave.
You're looking preferably for something with the basement, I assume. Studio basement. Basement studio.
Basement studio.
Or not.
Something that floods, hopefully.
Well, yeah. It's all you need is a good sump pump.
How do you say that?
Sump pump.
What's the sump?
What is the sump? That's something.
A little something.
A little something, something pump.
Some.
Did you get any some something last night? Yeah, I pumped all night long.
You mean
man.
A work list?
A work list.
For today?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Work order? Put an order in.
W-O.
It'll get done at some point in time.
Or not.
Or not. I like the or not part.
It's all documented, though. That's all that matters.
Well documented.
So, are you excited? What's going on? Or are you just busy? You're just too busy to actually think about. It's just another thing.
Yeah, just another thing, really. Yeah.
So, but your horizons can be broadened.
Horizons will be broadened. Horizons will be bright.
Good. That's good. Glad to hear that. Anything else going on?
It's all good, baby. It's all good. Making headway with a new script, the comedy film.
This is...
producer interested, bringing it to an executive producer, and if it all goes through, this film might get made.
This is the Brian film.
No, I haven't started that yet. Bad luck, Brian.
Bad luck, that's it.
No, this is another one about a outlaw in the Old West.
Yes.
Who is disguised as a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And...
ooh, I love it.
All right. He gets robbed by two bumbling white thieves. And he curses them to hell, and they all wake up the next morning in modern-day South Central.
Wow. You're talking about South Central Windsor, right?
No.
Oh, Compton.
Compton.
Straight into Compton. Is that what you're calling
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's what I should have called it.
Right on the even coattails.
Faster success.
Well, that's an amazing story.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
And it's, I hope it's registered and everything, because you just spilled a whole bunch of beans there.
Yeah, it's all registered.
So
yeah, it's being marketed right now, primarily to LA and a little bit of New York.
Awesome. So someone's shopping it for you, a shopper, as it were, a seller of.
Not exactly, no.
No? You're doing it yourself?
I'm doing it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that story. It's amazing.
But the attention it's been getting so far has been great, so I think we'll see something happen with it.
So you say the script is... what, draft form, outline form, finished?
It's complete.
Okay.
Unless any changes need to be made in it.
Oh, you know okay. What I mean, so there is a script.
But it's done, yeah.
Start
yeah,
to finish.
Finished, yeah. And it's gone through a number of drafts.
And what is it? Okay. So after you make a script, what is it called when it's actually got to go to film? A screenplay?
Well, that's what it is, a screenplay, but different drafts are different renditions as you're finishing it,
okay,
completing it, then to all get right to your final draft, but it's all the same thing, script, now, screenplay.
If you had pull or whatever, who would you like to be the, play the part of the...
black preacher?
Yeah. Oh, he's black, you didn't
yeah,
say
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and he's actually an outlaw, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if I had my choice, it would be bigger stars like maybe Jamie Foxx or Chris Rock or... Martin Lawrence. And maybe and then there's two brothers that rob him, right? The two white thieves, bumbling white thieves. And
right.
one of them, I think, would be Kevin James.
And we're back.
Speaking of Kevin James, he's coming to Windsor, right? There's some news for you.
Yes.
Caesars.
And he's a martial arts dude.
What?
Yeah, he's got his black belt. Yeah.
Kevin James?
I do believe so, yeah.
Really?
I think so.
King of Queens.
King of Queens.
Black belt.
Black belt.
Wow, he does move pretty quick.
I don't know the discipline that he's in, but...
Huh.
He's a martial arts black belt of
some sort. I didn't know that, though.
Well, it's either BS...
You only learn it here on the Big JD and Lippo in the Morning Show.
Or
which,
on
by
Facebook.
The way, is going to Apple. Aren't we going to be on... you know.
No, tell me what the heck you're talking about.
Beats. Aren't we going to Beats?
Oh, we're
going to
have our own show on Beats.
Yeah, every morning.
Is that what you were talking about pre-show? Before? About
I don't know, was I?
I mentioned,
oh, yeah. I think something. Yeah, I think I referred some to that somehow.
We got to sell it to Apple. We got to run it by Apple before we actually can move it through.
I don't know why we wouldn't propose it.
Are you proposing?
Well,
get me
to the church on time. been there, done that.
Yeah, and you're happy, I think.
Yes.
Good answer.
Very happy. What's that?
Good answer.
I'm happy.
Yes, of course you are. News, are you in the market for an airplane?
I am. You got something for sale?
Well, you know who can sell you an airplane?
Who can?
Bruce Dickinson.
The airport. Dickinson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he flies, right? I saw something about that.
Not only does he fly, he is the chairman of a company out of the UK called Aeris. AERIS Aviation. And they sell planes that are within the 1,000-mile...
radius.
Yeah. So you can fly this plane 1,000 miles. So it's perfect for Europe, basically.
He had surgery. I want to say he had throat cancer or something.
And, he did have a cancer
and
scare,
and right as soon as he was done with that, he started working on the commercial with him. I saw something online about that to record a commercial.
For who?
For the company.
What company?
Well, the flying company.
Oh, okay, I didn't know what you said. Was it a cancer commercial?
Oh, no, sorry. But it's just like he was just fresh out of surgery.
Sure.
And he was already doing that commercial. Yeah, I haven't seen the commercial, but...
Because, you know, the revenue money is getting low. No, actually, he's been flying for... He was probably flying when he was... As soon as he started making some money, he realized, as a lot of kids do want, they want to fly.
Yeah.
But it's so expensive to get into... being a
John
pilot.
John Travolta's a pilot.
Yes, he is, and he has
jet.
He has a jumbo
huge
jet
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a part of his garage, so he can get out of his jet and then go into his house.
That. Pictures and stuff.
Because his house is right on the edge of some airport, so other planes land at the airport, but he doesn't pull into a hangar; he just pulls into his garage.
His house. Yeah, neat.
Very neat.
Must be nice.
That's what you get.
Sweat hog.
Well, it's
got to be a sweat hog to be able to afford all that.
Up your nose with a rubber.
Remember that
nose.
Show? That was great. Welcome back, Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
And who used to say that?
I want to say that was Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
I want to say
Mr. Carter.
I was going to say Epstein, but
might have been Epstein. You might be right, yeah. It's one of those two guys.
One of those two guys, yeah.
Mr. Carter.
So anyway, Bruce is the chairman of this plane company that wants to sell lots of planes, and it's much cheaper.
It's called Bruce Dickinson's.
Why do you got to go
get
there?
It?
Yeah, I get it, but you know what? We're trying to keep the show clean.
And Sons. Know? Bruce Dick and Sons.
Bruce Dick and Sons.
All Dooley, four of them.
Cheatham and Howe.
That's the Stooges.
Yes. There's actually a shop on...
No.
There's a shop on Walker Road.
Did you ever watch Pompidou?
What's Pompidou?
No. The guy that doesn't say anything, actually. That show that was on Netflix. Pompidou.
You know, it rings a bell,
French
but...
thing? Is or it British,
a,
I mean, sorry.
It's a animation?
No.
Real people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Did you know that... You're familiar with Stone song, It's Only Rock and Roll?
What are the Stones?
The Rolling Stones.
Hey, we should do a British Invasion show today.
That's what we're going to be doing,
So what about the Stones? What song?
It's Only Rock and Roll.
But I like it, yes.
Yeah. It was
kind of familiar with the song. Yeah.
Yeah. I think most people are. It was number one. It was on the number one 1974 album of the same name. It's only rock and roll.
Yep.
But did you know that...
it was written about Big JD and Limp in the Morning.
No, Charlie Watts doesn't play drums on that song.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
No, I didn't know that.
They were doing the demo for the song, and it was just Ron Wood, Mick Jagger, and Ron Wood brought Kenny... Just called him up, say, come on over. We're doing a demo. He just needed... Charlie Watts is out of town. We're just demoing this song. And it turns out his drum track stayed.
Oh, wow.
Because they couldn't get the
exact... Did the drummer know?
Did Charlie Watts know?
Yeah, he'd have to know. He didn't play on it.
Well, he did try to record the song, but oh, really? they didn't.
It's too hard.
Couldn't get the same song. Feel they had, and they were digging the feel, yeah, well, and mixed.
Stone's songs are very complex.
You say that, but I've seen some video of songs that I could just go all over the place.
Well, I'll say they do.
But interesting, Lef, I don't think that Bill Wyman played bass on very many recordings.
No way.
I don't think so. I know Keith played a lot, and on this one song, Ron Wood played bass. So... there you go. There's a little piece. Do you have any news?
Just that all the bands and their brothers are jumping on the documentary bandwagon, and none other than Metallica coming out with a new documentary. And you mentioned pre-show about a cartoon as well.
Yeah, there's a cartoon. Just check it out. It's called Hatfield.
Hatfield and the McCoys.
No, it's Hat. They put Hatfield, a D there. Right, yeah. Okay. Hatfield. And it's basically fashioned after the Garfield cartoon.
Yep.
And James Hetfield plays the part of course, the cat. And Lars is the, plays Jim or John. I forget who the actual, the owner of the cat is.
Yep.
But every strip ends with the punchline of Metallica song. So it's a cool lead up. And then the punchline is always a Metallica song.
That's
cool. Sad but true or whatever, you know, it's cool.
And when we come back, let's ride the lightning into the topic of the day. What are we talking about in the show today?
It's about those limeys.
The Big JD and Lipo invasion.
No, it's the British invasion. We're going to be talking about
the morning show invasion.
That event that happened in the 60s that was known as the British invasion. And I'm under the belief that there was actually two British invasions. There was the early British invasion, and then I think there was a later invasion with all the other cool bands, Sabbath, Zeppelin, and Stones, and all that stuff.
Do you think there'll be another British invasion at some point?
I think it's all worldwide now. I think there's going to be a Russian invasion.
No.
Papa Do.
What?
What?
Oh, okay.
Say who? So
the British invasion was a phenomenon that occurred in the mid-1960s when rock and pop music acts from the United Kingdom, as well as other aspects of British culture, Tom Jones, perhaps, Wales and whatnot.
Wales, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's, what do you call that?
Welsh.
Like, not to be confused with the grape drink.
Well, yeah.
As well as other aspects of British culture became popular in the United States and significant to the rising counterculture on both sides of the Atlantic. And this is one of
the
British invasion bands. We may as well.
Oh, this is Bus Stop.
Yeah, this is something that I chose for the
awesome.
Show today.
Very cool.
Did you have some Hollies?
I may have, but I couldn't find any. I forget. But me and Dan just started working on this tune.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like an acoustic
nice.
Version of this
for
tune.
Nice, for Tres Cojones.
Tres Cojones!
Cool.
Yeah. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, be shell my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. She was showing me what she fought. Okay, the person who wrote this tune also wrote another tune for the Hollies that went big for them. I don't remember his name. Nigel somebody. Maybe not.
Oh, you're thinking of...
what?
Spinal Tap.
Oh, Tough Enough.
Nigel was in there.
A lot of Nigels in rock and roll. That's why they use
that. A lot of Nigels in Britain.
Yeah, that's why they...
Hey, Nigel!
And there was a song with Nigel.
What?
There was like an 80s alt band that used the word Nigel in their song. I'll think of it later.
I don't know. Isn't there a Nigel in Oasis?
Yep.
One of the brothers?
Yep. What's his name?
Brothers.
Brothers.
Grimm.
Yes, you know? That's it. No, it's not.
Nigel and Otis something.
It's not Otis. You're nuts.
I don't know.
You're just making stuff up. But anyway, that song there, Bus Stop, which I found out reading
I found out later that was about a bus stop. No, what was it about? A long, cool woman in a black dress?
No.
No? Okay.
there was another big Hollies tune that this guy wrote. And this guy's popularity is one of those happenstance things. Someone just gave... the Hollies needed a favor from somebody, from this woman. And she said, I'll do that favor for you if you listen to my son's song. But back then, they had no cassettes or nothing to hand out.
Right.
So they actually had to go to the woman's house.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And listen to him
play
the song. So he played this song, another really big Hollies tune. And this guy ended up being one of the Turtles.
Oh.
It wasn't Flo or Eddie, I don't think, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But, of course, he was a really good songwriter. He wrote lots of 60s-type songs. But that's where this song comes. It wasn't an actual song that the Hollies wrote. And a big thing that they did back in those days, especially in the UK, but it also happened in the States as well, is a song would come out, become really popular, and within months, someone else would cover that song.
Yeah.
And then that song would, their version would become maybe even more popular.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. A wacky thing, yeah, really. Yeah. But that was extremely, extremely common back in those days. As I was doing some research for songs to play on this show, you're going through a Zombies discography, and you're like, oh, that's a great song by them, and you realize, well, wait a minute, they don't even do that song realize they covered that song. You realize it's not their song.
Yeah,
you know, you realize who the actual person who made it popular was. That might not even have been the original person who actually wrote it. But yeah, that's Bus Stop. Great tune.
And specifically, again, about the British invasion, pop and rock groups such as The Beatles, The Dave Clark Five, The Kinks, Rolling Stones, Herman's Hermits, and The Who were at the forefront of the invasion.
Yes, they were. The Who so much? I don't know. Were they?
Well, I find in this article that they say The Who, and also in another list that I found of
British invasion bands.
Yeah, is The Who is included there as well.
Wow.
And the Who's old.
So, yeah, they are old. And you know, they 60s, too.
Early 60s.
They too were not playing originals.
Four. Oh, okay. I get it.
They weren't. Yeah, they were. What was the button for? What was that?
No, I was just. What I just did?
Yeah.
Just so we could see more.
Seymour.
Yeah.
Michael Seymour. Or Jeffrey Seymour.
Not to be confused with Mr. Butts.
No.
That's another show. No. Save it for the video show.
No.
So here's the following list.
Oh, we're into lists. I love lists. I've
accumulated myself from Wikipedia in you alphabetical compile order.
Compile lists, by though.
What's that?
You don't accumulate lists. You compile them.
Oh. Well, what if you compile a whole bunch of different lists? Then would you possibly...
No, then you're accumulating, yes. Accumulating. But if you just have one list and there's lots of things in it, you compile it.
Okay, so this list I've compiled, we're going to do a video English grammar show.
Absolutely. If we do a video show, we're doing grammar and usage for sure. That's going to be on one of them.
All righty.
And you're such a tease.
I'll show you how to get around it.
Video show. Like, you're just, people it's are
coming.
Just
something's coming. Something's going to happen. The big JD and Lippo video podcast late, invasion.
Late we'll call it. On the invasion.
The following is a list of bands and artists that were involved with the British invasion music phenomenon that occurred between 1964 and 1966 in the United States.
That was huge. But to preclude the British invasion was the Beatles. The Beatles were so big.
They were the real forefront of the whole thing.
They were at the very forefront of the whole thing. And they, from what I gathered from the stuff that I've read, they overshadowed everything that came. Whoops. Banging into microphone stands. They overshadowed every other band that came out of Britain. It was only after like years that other bands surpassed them in like when they came out with the song. Like when the Beatles came out with the song, number one instantly. Like in the UK and the United States, pretty much.
Well, the Beatles are pretty much at the top of the list. So, and the Animals as well. Eric Burdon, Animals, some great music.
Absolutely. We got some rare stuff coming up later on in the show. Maybe even the next song, for all I know.
And getting down to the bottom of the list, where we have like the Zombies and the Who alphabetical and the Yardbirds.
Alphabetical order list.
The Yardbirds. Jeff Beck was in the Yardbirds.
The last version of the Yardbirds. Or the last
one of the great songs that he was included in with the Yardbirds was Over Under Sideways Down.
Yes. Great tune. He used to do Yardbirds tunes live in his solo, like with the Jeff Beck group and stuff.
And what do you got here for us?
This is Beck's Bolero, Jimmy Page and Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck with the Yardbirds. So what do you know about the Beck's Bolero? What do you know about that song?
I don't really know anything about the song, but it's Bolero is generally something that is, what is that? A bolero.
Spanish dance of some kind. you're on fire.
He's on fire.
Lean.
I'm on fire.
Lean.
What?
You're on fire, Lee. Is that what that stuff's called? Oh. Fire, Lee?
Oh.
No, I think Beck's Bolero is on the same, along the same lines as Superstition, which Jeff Beck wrote with...
Rod Stewart.
No.
I ain't superstitious.
Yeah.
Ba-dum, boom, boom.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder. Wow. And they wrote it together. And they released it together, and neither of them went after each other because they had a little bit of a falling out for whatever reason. The reason being that one person released it on their own. I want to say it was Jeff Beck. He liked it, and he just put it on his next album. Didn't even give Stevie Wonder any credit for it at all.
Wow.
And you're Stevie Wonder. He took the high road and said, fine, don't give me credit. That's, you know, I got millions of hits that I'm just cranking out at this point in time, especially.
I didn't know all that.
So he came out with his own version, which was completely different, completely funkified, but same words, same roughly chorus as well.
You're talking about Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder,
yeah. With a great version.
Yeah. You know, Black Cat Crossed My Path, Come to the Ladder, the whole thing. It's all the same song, but it's totally different song, yeah. But it's the same song.
I wonder who he has listed as writing. Him and Beck?
No, he took all the credit for his version, and Beck took all of the... It was kind of weird. Oh. So I'm thinking that Beck's Bolero was the same kind of thing. Who was on the recording of Beck's Bolero that we just heard was Jimmy Page. Keith Moon on drums.
Mm. Love him.
John Paul Jones on bass.
Cool.
Nicky Hopkins playing keyboards. So it was around this time that all these guys were hanging out together, and not shortly after this, they came up with Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones got John Bonham and Robert Plant to come along and form this band. But this sounds like some Zombies here.
Yep, back to back, couple Zombies tunes for you here.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands. Take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Love me.
Carousel 44 there by The Zombies. One of my favorite Zombies tunes. And it's not anything that was, I mean...
commercially...
not really commercially popular.
Right.
I don't think so.
Good tune, but really cool. You got that harpsichord thing they had going on there.
Harpsichord. There's a song that says harpsichord in it. What is the song?
I have no idea.
Harpsichord, I want to say.
No idea. You're making it up.
We should do something where we... use songs or the lyrics to tell the whole show kind of thing. You know what I mean?
No, tell me what you're talking about.
I don't know exactly.
Well, think about it, and then we're going to use it for next week's show.
Okay.
If you think you have an idea for a show, we're going to do it in that next week's show. Absolutely.
When we come back, more on the British Invasion.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And we're back with the British Invasion Show on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And I'm Lippo.
No, you're not. There can only be one Lippo.
There could only be.
So the British Invasion, it definitely formed a foundation for a lot of bands that were in the States. Because there was a lot of bands that were already in there. There was, you know... beach music, and you had your Sam and Dave and Everly Brothers and all that kind of stuff doing their thing. But then the British Invasion happened and really turned up the volume on the rock and roll aspect of it. And the reason for that is because a lot of these British Invasion bands, just before these bands came out, if you wanted to be in a band, you were in what was called a skiffle band. Mm-hmm. And skiffle was a type of music that was kind of based around blues, but it was really simple, and you could use a lot of household items in a skiffle band.
Wow, I like that. Yeah. Pots and pans.
Pots and pans. Well, I don't know so much about the pots and pans, but washboards, like, you know, just stuff that it wasn't uncommon to see, like a one string bass kind of thing, like, you know, just playing one, you know, you got the whole scale on one string kind of thing. And a lot of the bands that were in the British Invasion started out as skiffle bands, including the Beatles. Mm-hmm. They were a skiffle band as well. And some of them also had blues influence, so they were more into the blues. It was like the skiffle was the mainstream music that if you were a kid, that's what you wanted to be in. But if you were like really cool and happening and you had probably a little better record collection, or a friend of yours had a really good record collection and you're into music that a lot of other people weren't into, those guys were getting the blues records from like Chess Records and Sun Records, who had these blues guys on their label, and they would ship their albums or get them somehow. They had a cousin went to the States and they come back and they have all these blues albums. Mm-hmm. So that's where some other aspects of these British invasion bands would get their influence from. So it was skiffle and blues. And so they bring this British invasion music to the United States. And that, in turn, influenced a lot of American bands who probably didn't even know it at the time. They probably knew the British invasion music of its bluesy influence style more than they knew the blues that came from the country that they came in, mm-hmm. came from, I should say. So there's a little bit of history on the British invasion. What do you got over there, Big J Daly? It looks like you're...
all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
I want to go back to the list, actually, of some of the bands.
You're good for lists.
And I got to say, I'm going to say maybe there's a few bands on here that I'm not that familiar with.
Okay.
So, but we talked a little bit about the Animals and, of course, the Beatles. Let's see. Chad and Jeremy?
No.
Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch.
Get out of town.
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't know what that
Dave
is.
Dave Clark 5, obviously.
Of course, yeah. Dave Clark 5.
Petula Clark.
Which was a little bit of a jazzy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Davis.
Spencer Davis was considered part of the British invasion.
Apparently. Yeah. Donovan. Of course, yeah. Marianne Faithful. Freddie and the Dreamers.
Yeah.
I may know Freddie and the Dreamers' song, and I'm familiar with the name, kind of, but I can't place anything by exactly. Freddie and the Dreamers. Georgie Fame?
No.
Don't know what that is. Let's see what else. The Fortunes?
No. Great name for a band, though.
Yeah. Pretty neat, eh? Gary and the Pacemakers? Popular.
Yeah, for sure. Rock and roll band, for sure.
Herman's Hermits?
Yeah.
Same thing. The Mindbenders?
Wow.
I don't know the Mindbenders. You Neither know the Mindbenders?
No.
Another neat name, though. The Hollies, of course. The Honeycombs?
Yep.
I love Honeycombs. Tom Jones, like I mentioned earlier, Welsh singer.
Was he part of the British invasion?
Yeah. Voice, man. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
And he Young was, Tom Jones.
Yeah, and of course, like you say, he was Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a blues dude. Speaking of, like, it's where he started, was being a blues singer.
I don't know if I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where he got his start, was playing in clubs as a blues singer. And then someone got a hold of him and said, you should be crooning, dude.
Kinks.
Yeah, awesome band. Ray yeah. and...
And we're not playing any Kinks, apparently, on the show today. Moody Blues.
Really? I wouldn't think of them, but they
Moody
were...
Moody Blues they were another really one. Cool, old yeah, music.
There's a lot of bands, like The Who and the Moody Blues.
In fact, they did Go Now. Remember that? You gotta go now. Go yeah, now.
That was
total, That's an old tune, man.
Total,
we were invaded roll. By that. Peter and Gordon?
Nope.
No, I don't know. Small Faces?
Small Faces was considered, okay.
Dusty Springfield?
Sure, yeah.
The Swingin' Blue Jeans?
I have no idea what that means.
I kind of like the name, though. Them? I know there's a movie called Them.
That was, you know who was in that band?
Who?
That was GLORIA. That's Van Morrison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In The Them?
The Them was Van Morrison's band. Yeah, he was the singer.
Or the... let's see. The Troggs is a big British band.
Yeah.
The Who, Yardbirds, Zombies, and here's the Yardbirds. I ain't got you from Lippo today. You can thank him for that. I got a Maserati jeans with the snakes in a bolster. I got a chart down and go back. But I ain't got you. Got a closet full of clothes. But the matter where it goes. You keep the ring in my nose. But I ain't got you. Got a tavern. I play the numbers, yeah, 444. I got a mojo, yeah, don't you know? I'm all dressed up with the place to go. I've got a women to the right of me. I got a women to the left of me. I got a women all around me. But I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you. The numbers, yeah, 444. I got a mojo, yeah, don't you know? I
just thump it off. Please to go, I've got a whim or to the right of me. I got a whim or to the left of me. I got a whim and all around me. But I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you. No, I ain't got you.
All right.
The Yardbirds, another one of those bands similar to, well, actually, some guys that went from John Mayle into the Yardbirds, Eric Clapton being one of those guys. One of those bands that just was like a launch board for their career as far as guitarists go. Jimmy Page and was Peter Green
Jeff
in the
Beck
Yardbirds?
And who?
Peter Green?
I want to say no, but okay. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. Yeah, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton.
Keith Ralph, who was the singer in the Yardbirds,
yeah. Dead now, right?
Was in a band later called Armageddon. And if you can find the Armageddon album, mm-hmm. I'm going to say over time there was maybe two or three bands called Armageddon.
Yeah, one was
but this
metal
band put out an album that was just called Armageddon, mm-hmm. and it's great.
I bet it
amazing.
Is
amazing from the 70s.
Oh, 70s. Yeah, that should be good.
It's
do you have it?
Awesome, I do.
Well, I want it.
Nope.
It's not like anybody's going to be making money off the Armageddon CD. He's not. He's dead though, right?
Yeah, Keith Ralph's dead. Yeah, yeah.
I remember a long time ago he like got electrocuted or something. He was like hospitalized for a long time. I don't know if he ever. I assume.
He I'm not sure.
Recovered.
What he
from
died from?
Probably not electrocuted to death.
I don't know. That would suck.
Definitely, it would suck.
And back to the information on the British invasion. That kind of rhymes.
Yes.
Beyond the Beatles. One week after the Beatles entered the Hot 100 for the first time, Dusty Springfield, having launched a solo career after her participation in the Springfields, became the next British act to reach the Hot 100 with I Only Want to Be With You, which fell just short of the top 10.
Very interesting.
I only want to be with you. Is that the song?
I don't know. Maybe. Could be. She had a ton of tunes that were hits. She sang. She probably did at least a dozen covers herself. But, and I know she sang at least half a dozen Burt Bacharach tunes. And as well, Dionne Warwick did the same thing.
And what about the way that was paved some of the heavier British bands, because there was this other wave of, like you had mentioned earlier, yes, in the show, Black Sabbath, and there's Uriah Heep and Zeppelin and all these.
Deep Purple.
Yeah. A lot of great British music, man.
Yeah, it was. And
is British music bigger than American music?
Like, what do you mean?
Overall. Where are the big bands from?
I would say Britain.
Judas Priest.
Yeah, if you had to pick a place like Detroit or LA or New York or Britain, I'd have to say Britain probably has more music that came out of it. This mic stand has got to move. I need a boom. I can't work like this.
Alrighty.
In the new studio, maybe.
We have nowhere to set up a boom anymore now.
Nope.
It'd be nice if you could get a thing that mounted onto the microphone that you could put the boom on and then use the boom on a stand. That'd be pretty cool. Helpful, I think.
Oh, you mean like a boom with a basket, you mean? Like
yeah, a boom thing with a basket on a mic stand. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So a little thing with a thing in it that you can drop it into.
Yeah, and there would be balance issues, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be.
Because it's got to be like sometimes way out, but whatever. What do we got up next here next? Another British invasion band as we slowly wind down the show.
Well, yeah, we're just we're getting close to being out of time. But was there anything else we wanted to say about those, you know, bigger British heavier bands that came out later, you know, kind of thing? That's what I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
What was that? Was it an invasion similar to the other? Is it considered that at all? Have you seen anything like that, that it was considered an invasion, another British invasion?
I say that it was more of a heavier sound. Even Judas Priest, the old Judas Priest stuff might even be included in that. I'm thinking of that old Grey Whistle show. The tons really good old acts. Free was another one of those bands.
Oh, yeah. Free. Sure.
Really, it was like a genre
changing. Company?
Bad Company, sure. Even after what they were on, they were
Paul Rogers, yeah, wasn't Free, but I mean,
And
another great British band.
For sure. And they were on Led Zeppelin's label, Bad Company.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Swan Song. Yeah. Who else was on there? Was anybody else on Swan Song? Was it only Zeppelin's label?
I think so.
Yeah? Okay.
I believe so. Or it might even be Jimmy Page's label.
Whatever happened to the big guy that managed Zeppelin? He died at some point, eh?
Peter Grant.
Yeah, yeah. Did he die? Is he alive?
I don't know. He didn't look very healthy back in the 70s.
Save it for the band management show.
Mm.
That would suck.
We would have. I don't know what would suck.
Bands that have been ripped off.
All of them.
Billy Joel. That's a big story.
Yeah. Sly Stone. He finally got got millions of dollars.
Sly Stone's awesome.
But yeah, that second invasion of heavy British music, Sabbath and Deep Purple and Free and all those, that was really, I don't know if what prompted that. Was it technology in terms of guitar building or amp building? Like you had the Marshall sound, you had, just a new sound that was coming. Not necessarily out of Britain, but it seemed that way a lot. I was just watching a old Free concert in a British TV studio, and they were playing Orange Amps.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really heavy, awesome sound. Les Paul through an Orange Amp.
I've seen Sabbath playing Orange Amps, too. Iommi.
Right. And they were, of course, same as Marshall. Marshall and Orange, they both were British amp companies, and they really defined a sound that came... out of a lot of bands, for sure.
And High Watt. Where was High Watt made?
In Vox.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Was High Watt British?
I think it was.
I think so. Who used High Watt back in the day?
Yeah. Not about too many American-made amplifiers that went mainstream.
My Babe.
This is My Babe, which is an old blues tune with the Animals and Sonny Boy Williamson.
My Babe. Try no cheating. Oh no, she don't try no cheating, my baby. Oh no, she don't try no cheating. Standing on that midnight creek, baby. And the children were baby. My baby, I know she loves me. Oh yes, I know she loves me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she loves me. Do nothing but kiss and hug me. That's a true little baby.
Thank you.
coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And we're back with the British Invasion Show on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Holy radio, Batman. So what are we doing next week?
Before we get into next week.
Oh,
there's I more. I want to say that, no, that this was a really, I enjoyed this show. This is the music that I kind of really was inspired by to play guitar, to get into rock and roll for sure. That was a lot of stuff from...
How many people today are inspired by these bands? The Zombies, the Yardbirds, the Hollies, no, you know what I mean? They even know, kids know that, about these bands?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Because these bands inspired a lot of the bands that they listen to.
On my way over here into the studio, I pulled up to a light. Two girls pulled up next to me in a Ford Taurus.
Cranking?
Cranking. Let It Be by the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And they were singing loud.
They were singing,
which is kind of funny. But can we move this over a little bit?
Sure.
We still haven't gotten into next week's show.
Yeah.
So I thought that it's interesting you say kids these days and all that stuff. I'm like, wow, these chicks, they know every single word to Let It Be, and they're singing really loud. And they may have been, I don't know, 18 years old.
And some of these things, though, come TV shows, movies.
They get it from? Their parents, shows, parents, movies, possibly, whatever. Yeah. Who knows? But it's interesting that kind of music lives on so well. Like, my kids are, you know, into stuff that's... I grew up as a kid. And I think every kid gets
into... Did you influence them?
I think so. There was always music on in my house, for sure. Yeah. And we had band practice in my house twice a week, every week.
There you go.
So
I'm surprised, though, that kids don't actually play music, really, do they?
No. My son, Jonas
plays drums, but I mean, they never went the band.
No, they never went the band. I have no idea what that is. Girls, whatever. I don't know.
Did he jam with you here and there?
Sure. Yeah, we had jams.
Did he ever have to fill in for some reason for something you did, or no?
No, but he has sat in with us.
Came in and played... couple songs or whatever
Guitar too sometimes.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's a pretty decent guitar player, but a way better drummer.
Yeah That's
like,
pretty neat.
Really, like, he's got, you know, if you're a drummer, you can tell.
You don't have a kid at your house, do you?
I have a kid, but it's not set up in my house. No.
Oh, why? You have a kid of your own?
Yeah.
You got a drum kit?
Well, I shouldn't say that. I bought it, and Jonas played on it.
Okay. Yeah I remember you have was it a Pearl kit? I remember you having a kit downstairs in your...
Tama Rockstar is what it is.
Yeah, okay.
White.
Yeah, okay.
But Jonas learned how to play drums on a Ludwig set that was Francis's, that he bought because some guy needed to pay somebody else for drugs.
Okay.
So this guy had to sell his drums, $600, and there was like $300 worth of brand new cymbals on them.
Wow.
So he got a set of drums for basically $300, a set of Ludwigs. Mm-hmm. And he had no place to put them. So I said, I'll take him over to my house. And sure enough, my son eventually sat down on him and learned how to play drums on these Ludwigs.
Yeah.
And then eventually Francis said, I want my drums back, because he had kids and he wants his kids to learn how to play drums. And so I just bought these rock stars, those were Jonas's drums for the most part. I bought him a nice set of cymbals to go with them, and they're his. But if I asked him where they are, he wouldn't know where they're at.
Yeah.
They're at Francis's house right now, just sitting in a pile all nice with some other music.
Oh, your white drums.
The white drums,
Your kit's at Francis's, okay.
Francis, but Jonah has no idea where they're at. Hopefully someday he gets a place where he can play.
He will now. He must listen to the show every
week. Oh, every week, man.
Lots of young people listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, which you can listen to, by the way, in your browser. Do the iTunes search for Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. You can listen right in the browser.
Sure.
You don't have to subscribe, but we would prefer you subscribe, because then you'll never miss a show.
That's right.
In Tune Radio.
Yeah.
And Stitcher. Cool. We're on Stitcher.
Yeah.
And probably some other places that get a hold of this stuff. And
the feed. Yeah. It's free content. You just get an RSS feed and boom, they'll take it and add it to their stuff.
The boom. This is the Big JD and Lippo in the Morning boom.
Boom!
That happened. Okay. So next week is...
The show that we discussed we're going to do. It's One Hit Wonders.
There we go.
Which is going to be fun. I mean, that's going to be another fun show. I'm a fan of a lot of one hit songs. That's for sure. But that's going to be it for this week. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye. And we're leaving you with Blinded by the Light. Later, Manfred Mann, of course. But pretty cool just the same. See you next week.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
takes. She said, I'll turn you one son into something strong, playing a song with the funky break. Engelhard Mozart was checking out the weather chart to see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a down, but she never got touched. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Never got touch is gonna make it through the night.
And once again, we are your hosts.
That's not how you do it. Yeah, this is Big JD and Lippo in the morning. I'm Lippo.
I'm Lippo.
I'm Lippo.
I'm Lippo.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.